If you had the opportunity to try to convince Christian ministries to give their digital material away for free online, would you take it? If so, what would you say? I was talking with the... My answer is yes, I would try. I would try to persuade ministries to do what we do at Desiring God. And what we do is we say, if you can hold it in your hand, we're going to sell it and try to sell it at a margin that is as low as possible so that our ministry can be kept solvent. CD, you can hold in your hand. A shirt, you can hold in your hand. We sell shirts. I don't know if we sell shirts. If you can't hold it in your hand, if it's electronic, beep, 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 beeps, we give it away. So if you can download it off and it comes over the wires with little electronic impulses, we'll give it to you. That's the way we've tried to draw the lines instead of saying pay a dollar for this download or whatever. We think that given all the factors that make Desiring God work, that's a really good policy that signals our desire not to make money. It signals our real strong passion to spread to as many audiences as possible. It signals our satisfaction in Jesus and not money and so on. We could boast about it and then ruin the whole thing, which is what, you know, this is the danger that I'm doing here. However, I was talking to a leader of another bigger ministry than us about this, and he asked me a few questions about how much people give and what do we sell and so on, and he just explained to me that the financial dynamics are just working very differently at our ministry. We don't have the kind of support you have in terms of gifts. Desiring God is supported by people who love this vision, and therefore they give. I don't know what percentage of our, it's a very large percentage of our budget is given to us, just given, because people love what we teach and they love the way we distribute it. Well, that makes the giveaway possible. If that didn't happen, what would we do? We'd go under, or we'd have to change our margins, or we'd have to do something. And so I want to be real slow that I don't presume to know more than I know about how other ministries do it. I would just encourage them. This is, you know, would you take the opportunity to try to convince them? I would. I would just say, here would be one of the arguments I would use pragmatically. There was a time when we thought if you give Desiring God away digitally, the book, or if you give all the sermons away digitally, then we won't be able to produce any DVDs or CDs. Or, in other words, it will undercut the whole desire to have the others. And our thought was, that may not be true, because it will simply raise so much awareness that wasn't there before because it's free, that people who don't want to take the time to download 50 sermons might buy a DVD with 50 sermons on it, which they do. So there are a lot of factors that go in. I don't want to say it's the only biblical way to do it. We're just always thinking, how can we, by the way we do things, say true things that people might be able to see about how we treasure Christ above money.